template is a tool which, anyways, pigeonholing. I suppose when you look at it at first, you might think it's a really useful mind mapping tool. And it can certainly be used as that. The functionality within it lends itself very much towards teasing out thoughts and trying to make sense out of lots of information, or brainstorming even. As such, the features within Poplet enable you to work collaboratively with other students. So you can add collaborators to the Poplet that you create. So creating collaborative mind maps, straightforward. But it does allow much more than that. In addition, it could be considered a gallery tool, because each of the little frames, each of the little areas within on the concept map that you create can have different content within them. By default, you would put text into the little squares or circles, whatever you've chosen, on a mind map. But with Poplet, you can add text, yes, but you can add annotations, drawings. So if you've got something other than a mouse, if you've got a stylus, or maybe you're working on an interactive whiteboard, you can add individual drawings with doodles, if you will, within the frames. You can also add media. It can be images that you upload, it can be images from Flickr, from Facebook, videos from YouTube, or any media that you've got on your computer can be uploaded. So that can be really useful, and turn it into a gallery tool, really, because if you think about the canvas as being a really large screen that can be dragged around, then putting thumbnail images on there of different pictures, it could be student work. So it could be, think of it like a display board. So maybe you could upload lots of images of student work, produce the gallery, and then when you provide that for people to see, they can move it around and center and zoom in on different parts within it. The third thing you can use it as is as a presentation tool. So if you think about all those frames, and they could be linked together in the form of a concept map, or they could be separate, you can choose to present them. And there is functionality within Poplet to enable you to turn each of the little elements within there to be within a sequence for a presentation. So lots of different possibilities within Poplet, and you can choose to use it as you wish. You can share it out by providing a link or an embed code. The only limitation in the free version is that you only get 5 Poplets to create, but that might be enough if you're not needing to create a vast library, and if you can afford to delete them one by one as you go along, or just go for the paid version.